There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're having a great day. Doug Gottlieb Show, broadcast live every day from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. John Paul Morosi will join us in 25 minutes. We'll talk about our topic of the day. LeBron taking up for Kyrie Irving and taking on Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Daniel Jeremiah will be with us. We got a great, and oh, we have a midway too. What's in your queue is in the midway, because Tuesday and Wednesday have become our off days. They become our off days. I got football Monday. Thursday, I got football Thursday. Okay, Friday, some college football, the high school games, getting ready for the weekend. Saturday, you got college. NFL, you got Sunday. Like, I got stuff. Tuesday and Wednesday, if I'm going to binge, that's when I'm going to get it all in. Before we get to that, the topic of the day is an easy one as it is complex. Aaron Judge is your new single season home run king. Here's John Sterling with the call.
Here's the 1-1. Swung on. There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record. Aaron Judge hits his 62nd. All the Yankees out of the dugout to greet him.
Here's Michael Kay on Yes, That's the Radio Call. Here's the TV call, Michael Kay.
Judge hitting 310 after the one hit in game one. High fly ball.
So they both said it. I felt like Michael Kay left it out there in terms of the home run king. But before he said American League, like he, for the record, and he let it breathe for a second before he said American League. But here we are left with the hardest conundrum, I think, in all of sports. What do we do here, right? Because as I stated to you last week, Unequivocally. No one on earth. No one on earth thinks that Barry Bonds did it clean, right? There isn't anybody who thinks there's not. The defenses you will hear are they didn't test for it. Okay. They didn't test for it. Well, okay. Does anyone actually believe there's any modicum of chance that Barry Bonds didn't use steroids? Okay. So we got that right, right? So then you go through all the different guys, right? Mark McGwire admitted to using steroids. Sammy Sosa, steroid guy. Mark McGwire admitted to using steroids, right? These are the single season home run. Sammy Sosa, and now Aaron Judge. So there really is no, there's no conversation about any of these other guys unless you're willing to say, I know they use steroids, but I don't care. That's what you're saying, which you're allowed. I can't tell you what to think or how to think. I can try and prove my point and reiterate my point 10 times over, but I'm not going to be able to convince you what you should think. Some of you think, well, it's just an anti-establishment. This is on baseball. It's baseball's fault. Like, no, it's not. All the things in which they do with the records, like, it's not really, it's not baseball's fault how you think. Don't put it off on baseball. Don't blame the leadership of baseball. Don't blame the media. Don't blame anybody. This is about you and how you think. Right? And what you heard from Sterling, what you heard from Michael Kay, it's about you and how you think. Because if Sterling or Michael Kay are to say what I'm saying, which is this is a dumb conversation. Barry Bonds was a juice head. Everybody knew it, and he knows it. Mark McGwire, a steroid guy. Sammy Sosa, platoon player, becomes the greatest power hitter in the history of the Chicago Cubs. Like, it's a dumb conversation. No one thinks they didn't use steroids. Everybody knows they didn't. Even Barry Bonds in court testimony never knowingly used steroids. There is no denial of steroid use. Okay? So, with that in mind, you knew they do so. And again, many of you don't know this part. Steroids were, in fact, illegal. They just didn't test for them. You're like, wait, what? How does that work? I don't know. But they didn't test for it. Kind of a call your own foul sort of thing. So don't give me the it wasn't illegal. Don't give me the we don't know it. Of course they did. But what you just took from Aaron Judge is it's embarrassing to all of us. Not just the media, not just baseball, all of you who are like, well, you know, I saw Barry Bonds hit 70. I saw it with my own eyes. Okay, great. I saw Ben Johnson run 100 meters faster than everybody else. Then it turned out he used steroids. So they took away his gold medal. What are we doing here? The guys this past weekend who caught all those walleye, I saw those fish. I saw how much they weighed. Yeah, they had weights in the middle of them, you dope. Here's the other thing. Steroids work. I mean, yeah, you're going to pull muscles, deteriorate your body, hurt your liver, right? Your eyes can turn yellow. Your balls can retract, all of those different things, right? But in terms of baseball or sports, they work. They make, and especially in a 162-game season when your body's beat up, you lose weight, you can't gain strength. Guys in their late 30s hitting 73 bombs, which no one had ever even approached 61 before. Like, come on, dude. What you saw was not real. This is no different than all those Bigfoot pictures. You're like, man, I saw Bigfoot. I saw that Bigfoot picture. It wasn't real. It was a hoax. I saw that UFO picture. I saw that they didn't really land on the moon. Great, you saw it. Great, you lived it. You thought you were seeing history. They were using steroids. So, this is what it does. It takes away from Aaron Judge's amazing accomplishment. I mean, here's a remarkable story, right? I want you to think about this. He does it in a year in which people think the ball is dead. True or false? That's true. Getting a thumbs up from the guys. He does it in a contract year where the Yankees are like, you think you should be the highest paid Yankee ever? Prove it. Okay, here's 62 home runs and coming close to winning the Triple Crown. He does it through, the Yankees were mired in a really, really bad tailspin of a losing streak, right? Remember that? Did it through that. I mean, the guy's like an amazing American success story. And he adopted with his college sweetheart. Like, there's no, this is not a, and he looks like a guy who could hit 62 home runs, doesn't he? Like, damn, that dude is, he is a unit. He is put together. But we've robbed him of all this. Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, the culture of baseball, and all of you idiots who keep buying into this crap. You robbed Aaron Judge of the most amazing achievement in the history of a 100-plus-year sport. That's what you did. Don't blame the media, okay? Because if the media goes after people that they don't have proof of, right? Even if they don't, you don't have the exact, even if you know it happened, it's really, really hard. Blame yourself. Because you continue to foster this stupid, I mean, look, I love Jeff Schwartz. He's great at doing football and breaking down stuff with his spoon. But it's like, well, I'm a Giant fan. I saw it. It was real. So he hit 73 home runs. He's the greatest ever. You wouldn't say that with anything else. You're making an exception because you saw it for your team. That's it. That's what you're doing. Kid comes home and says, Mom, I got straight A's. That's awesome. 2 months later, you're like, well, you know, I did have, you don't have to have the answers. I had the questions to all the tests. What are you going to do as a parent? Oh, you did great, huh? You game the system. You, like, no, you wouldn't. We don't do this anywhere else in anything else. But we keep doing it in baseball. Why? How does it make any sense? Makes you feel better? Let's blame the media. The media didn't cover it well enough. Like, that's actually not true. When they thought, when Mark McGwire had the androstenedione in his locker, they went after him like sharks. And he did the whole, like, it's andro, it's not illegal, this is all I'm on, right? I mean, Rick Riley was ridiculed, if you remember, not for one of his curious columns, but for going down to Sammy Sosa before a game, bringing a nurse with him, giving him a cup and asking him to pee in a cup. This thing happened. Like, these aren't, we're not blind to all this stuff. Dude, they went after Barry Bonds. They got his trainer. His trainer wouldn't talk. He went to jail for contempt because he wouldn't talk. So please don't do the, well, baseball guys. Like, I'm not blaming baseball guys. I understand the culture of it. If you out somebody, then you're out. They won't talk to you. Okay, that's all sports. But once they're all discovered to be steroid heads, why are we still acting like they have valid records? Why do we do that? Why do we have to, why do we force John Sterling and Michael Kay, two super talented guys, and you know what they wanted to say? The all-time home run king, Aaron Judge, right? That's what they wanted to say. But they couldn't because it'll hurt your feelings. Or somebody will go like, well, that's not the real record because you look at the record book. And dude, this is a dumb argument. And I know I've made dumb arguments that don't have legitimacy in the past. Okay. Sometimes you just make one on emotion and on feelings like, man, I feel this way. That's great. The reality is it was illegal. They got caught and they still continue to reap some sort of emotional benefit from it because you saw it in your childhood or your early adulthood. And I'm not doing it. Aaron Judge is at more home runs in regular season than anybody else, period. I don't even want to mention those names anymore.
This is the best of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news, with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts, as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boog. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to
do
my game.
That's my game.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
What up, Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're having a great day. Doug Gottlieb Show, broadcast from TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Got a great midway for you. Quick thoughts, Aaron Judge is the home run king, not American League. He's the home run king. And, like, look, I don't have vitriol towards anybody. Just, like, I hate omitting things that are facts, right? Like, guy used steroids, guy set an all-time mark, not in the Hall of Fame. Why do we consider his record to be legitimate? I don't understand that one. It's a hard one for me. That said, it's also, I would take Shohei Ohtani over Aaron Judge, because what Shohei Ohtani's doing contributes more to winning and I think is harder to do than what Judge is doing. And if you say, well, Judge is doing something that's never been done before, I agree with you. Same thing could be said for Shohei Ohtani. But it's a great, that one's a better discussion than the who's the rightful home run king. Like, I don't even think it's a discussion. I really don't. I'm kind of in the buyer, like, are we really talking about? Like, I don't understand the noise. Everybody knows what happened. I don't know how we're still doing it. Kind of taking a Dan Beyer sort of approach to it. So tip of the cap to Beyer. So Kareem Abdul-Jabbar penned a letter and he went after Kyrie Irving, right? That was a couple days ago it came out. So LeBron is going to pass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's all-time scoring mark. Here's LeBron on, he had this exchange with a reporter.
LeBron, with you having a chance to get the all-time scoring record this year, do you have any thoughts on Kareem? And also, if you have a relationship with him?
No, no thoughts. And no relationship.
Hmm. So what do we think? What do we think there? I mean, it's pretty obvious that LeBron is... I don't think it's just that he's supporting his boy Kyrie Irving, but I do think part of it is he believes that this is how Kareem feels about him, not just about Kyrie Irving, right? I mean, that's it's Kareem saying, Kareem slammed Kyrie Irving as a comical buffoon. That's literally what he said. This is what he said, okay? This is from the pen of one Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Irving is back and more destructive, insensitive, and just plain silly than before. He decided it would be a good idea to post a 2002 video clip from InfoWorlds founder Alex Jones. Yeah, the guy who's been on trial for denying the Sandy Hook shootings, who previously admitted in open court that he's a performer and his on-screen persona is just character. Kyrie Irving would be dismissed as a comical buffoon if it weren't for his influence over young people who look up to athletes. When I look at some of these athletes who have used their status to actually improve society, Colin Kaepernick, LeBron James, Muhammad Ali, Bill Russell, Billie Jean King, Arthur Ashe, and more, it becomes clear how much Irving has tarnished the reputations of all these athletes who strive to be seen as more than dumb jocks. Irving does not seem to have the capacity to change, but we have the capacity to keep fighting against his brand of destructive behavior. One way to do so, beyond shaking our heads and nasty tweets, is to write to his sponsors and tell them to drop Irving. Or you will drop them. Nike has decided to not renew his contract past the season, but he's still sponsored by Pepsi and 2K Sports. Don't feel bad for Kyrie Irving. His career earnings at the end of this year will be $230 million. So I feel like LeBron, I know they don't have a relationship, but in this particular instance, he's actually giving credit to LeBron while pointing out that Kyrie is destructive enough for us to not trust any athlete, even the ones who are doing the right thing. Jay Stu, what do you hear when you see LeBron say, I got no relationship with him, I got nothing to say?
I think this is a culmination of LeBron attempting to have a relationship with one of the best Lakers ever, Kareem not wanting a relationship or making any effort in the relationship, but then he goes on and he does these op-eds where LeBron has been the target of a lot of these op-eds, you know, well beyond the recent one about Kyrie. And I think LeBron's like, look, I have no relationship and I don't even want to talk about it. I think the uncomfortable thing is going to be as he approaches the record and you wear in the same uniform the guy is most known for. What's going to happen during those times?
Oh, they'll just smile and shake hands and pretend like they're boys. What do you think, Dan Byer, of this? It's kind of a controversy, but it's at least an interesting controversy.
Well, yeah, it seems that LeBron's changed his tone a little bit from Media Day when he was asked about Kareem, when he said a lot of nice things about him and passing the points record, and now with this coming up, I actually think that LeBron would want a relationship, and maybe just Kareem. I don't know if Kareem's not down for it, or Kareem would like to see some changes with LeBron. I always think that LeBron wants to be liked by everyone.
Yes.
And so when he's being criticized, I think that it probably hurts him, you know, a little bit more than we would think it would a superstar. So I think that is, like, those comments there just are almost like a defense mechanism, you know, in a way. Like, I think it hurts him. I think that he would want to have that relationship. But his way of just being short about it now was different than what he had a week ago. And so I think that it hurts him when there's criticism from Kareem.
Well, what's changed in that week? What changed in that week is this op-ed.
Yeah.
Right? So he's reacting to the op-ed, which I also think it's pretty obvious he didn't read. Right? Like, This is like, remember when LeBron was asked about his favorite book or he's reading or something? And when he was asked about, oh, what's in the book? And he gave some like, he didn't read the book. Yeah. There's no way, right?
Yeah, there's memes on him always being on like page 11, you know, in all of the books.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, and I feel like this is a case of Kareem went after Kyrie Irving. He probably read the highlighted quote that he's a buffoon. And he's like, oh, well, he thinks of him as a buffoon. One, he's defending his guy, kind of defending his generation, and didn't realize at all what Kareem said. I'll point out, I mean, I know you know this, Byer. Jay Stu didn't know it when I told him. Do you guys know I played professionally for Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? He's my head coach in Oklahoma.
Yeah, it sounds familiar, yes.
Yeah, and he was tough, man. He was tough to get along with. He just was. I mean, he had a very abrasive way of dealing with people. And it wasn't for, you know, and look, we don't know what it's like to grow up as Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, right? If you try and have empathy and look at things in other people's shoes, you sit there and go like, look, dude was 7 feet tall at a young age, black kid in New York. He stuck out like a sore thumb, probably never super comfortable in his own skin, really, really bright. And when he came up, you know, there was the thought that they're dumb jocks, right? Plus, he had to, when he traveled, there was early on in his career, he felt like Milwaukee had a ton of racism. That's one of the reasons he wanted out. There was still racial segregation in parts of our country. Like, there's a lot to what made Kareem, and he studies history. But all that said, like basketball, most of that stuff goes out the window. He was not easy to deal with. He was not fun to play for, other than saying, I played for the guy who scored more points than anybody else, 6-time MVP. And it didn't matter if you pushed back, if you kissed his ass, whatever. Like there was no, I don't know. He was just a tough one. So I understand LeBron's deal, and I think Byer nailed it. Right, LeBron likes to be liked by everybody, and when he thinks somebody doesn't like him, like it hurts him to the core. This feels like LeBron reading those comments or hearing those comments. And LeBron backing up his guy, even though he didn't read that in those comments, he gets a supreme compliment. Gets a supreme compliment from Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Yes.
So we've talked about a lot about how many people think, and I think you're one of those, and many of us probably here as well, do not think that LeBron James is a Laker, right? He never really has kind of taken into under his wings. You don't look at him as that. Whatever. This is probably another bad thing, whether or not you agree or disagree with him being like, hey, you know, I'm just one week I'm good about it. Last week I was not. Another good thing if you're a Lakers fan in just the general sense to kind of look at like he's kind of dissing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Probably not a good look, whether he wants to be liked or not, whether we're looking at it incorrectly. The persona of what we just heard, probably not a good look upon him. Correct. In the Lakers, faithful, those who look at Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Magic.
It's a great question, okay? And Ramos, you're more in touch with Laker fans. I agree with you that he generally hasn't been seen as a Laker by Laker fans. He's somebody who plays for Lakers. I don't know if Kareem, if there's that many. I think people respected Kareem and like Kareem, but I don't know if people have the same. Like, if you go after Magic, you will lose an entire generation of Laker fans. If you say something bad about Kobe, you will lose any of the other Laker fans remaining. Kareem, while a Laker, I do think that Kareem is a bit of a tricky one. I don't know how many people feel lovingly and longingly towards Kareem, even if he was an incredible player. Jay Stu, what do you think? You've done local radio. Am I off? Is Kareem a historic lifetime Laker that you don't mess with?
I think he's in that category. Yeah, I think most people put Magic Johnson above Kareem as Laker, but Kareem's up in that top three or four, right?
Magic's the greatest Laker ever, and I know. Well, Magic said he's not that. Like that's the genius to Magic is that he gets it right. You don't call yourself the greatest Laker ever. Other people call you that, and that's all you need. But like, I feel like James Worthy is above him. big game James, plus he's on TV, and James has always been kind of likable as his post-career images with the victory cigar, right? That's, I don't know. I think TV and nickname and TV have helped James Worthy, and James Worthy looks exactly the same as he did when he played. Literally the exact same. Like, he kind of looked old when he was playing, and now he looks like he hasn't aged 1 second. It's a weird deal, but he, and you do at some point wish LeBron, I mean, he didn't like wearing the black hat his first year in Miami, but you do at some point wish he wear the black hat and just go like, hey, look, dude, Kareem's been spouting out for a long time, and all you Laker fans don't want to give me credit for winning a title, and whatever, but seeing as that's not the tack that he takes, and as Dan pointed out properly, like, he wants everybody to like him, and he wants no drama at all between him and current former NBA players, it strikes me as something made him feel that way recently, and I think it's that op-ed, which I don't think he read.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. We got a business to get to, but I don't want to keep JP Morosi, John Paul Morosi, waiting. Of course, Major League Baseball insider, MLB Network, Fox, as we get ready for the playoffs as well, kind of to spend some time with us. On a day after a historic day in baseball where Aaron Judge becomes the all-time home run, single-season all-time home run king, and John Paul Morosi joins us on the Doug Gottlieb Show. We've done this. We've created this this. In an effort to somehow not offend the steroid guys, JP, we've done this, like, let's create a new record, right? Yeah, more home runs than anybody in American League history. Like, well, that we've never actually kept track of that. What are your feelings when you see Aaron Judge hit number 62?
Well, Doug, good afternoon. Thanks for having me on the show. For me, I look at Aaron Judge as the legitimate home run king. And for me, I understand that there are records in the book, and the book says Bonds has the most, and I understand that that's what the book says. But I tend to think that I put more faith in the currency of people around the game and the way that people in the sport respond to Aaron and the way they regard his achievements. And all I can tell you is that while there certainly is understanding and an awareness of what Bonds had achieved and McGuire and Sosa to an extent, that what Judge has done is the best. He is the king, if that makes sense. It's how you're regarded more so than what the record book says. And at this point in time, Aaron Judge, to me, and in the minds of many around the sport, Doug, he is number one on top of that list.
Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. John Paul Morosi joining us. Okay, what's more amazing or as amazing is a couple things. One, the baseball was supposedly dead this year, right? You know that.
Right.
Other part to it is there was a time in which the Yankees were a complete mess, about a month there where they were a mess, through the dead baseball, through the dead Yankees, and in a contract year, he's emerged.
Yes.
He's not a spring chicken, but he has sustainable power, and he is a superstar in a sport dying for a superstar, and he looks like a superhero. What's the number that he signs to stay in New York?
Doug, and that's a great question, and certainly I think as soon as, now that he's at 62, and now that we closed the book on that number, to your point, it's the new number that we're talking about, and how high into the 30s does it go? Does it creep towards somewhere in the neighborhood of 40? I think that it's probably going to be in that range, and that the overall number is likely to be around or potentially in excess of $300 million. I think that's where it's going.
For how many years, though?
Well, so here's it, just round numbers, rough numbers here, Doug. If you said 40 million a year times 8 years, that gets you to 320. And you know, could it be a little less than the AAV? Could it be a deal that goes more years to sort of even things out in terms of the AAV? That's possible. But I think at the end of the day, the first number on his contract is going to be a three. And that's, I think, the belief of a lot of people in the industry as to where that number could go. And remember, the right teams are going to be involved. I think you have to watch out for the Giants because they didn't get Harper. They need a star. He's from sort of Central California where that was his team growing up. To me, Doug, the right teams are involved to bid the market up. And all that being said, it's my view that the Yankees are better with him and that he's better with the Yankees. When you have a moment like this, and we talk so much, you know, I grew up in Michigan, so I'm you know, from the Midwest, and I kind of have a view of sort of like the large markets with a degree of remove because of where I grew up. The reality is the Yankees are just different, okay? They are a special franchise in this sport. They mean something special in the industry and for all time. And so when you have these black and white photos of the Yankee legends that you walk by at Yankee Stadium and you see Ruth and Gehrig and DiMaggio and Berra and Mantle and now the more recent photos of Moe and Jeter, the reality is Judge belongs there. But it gets more complicated if he leaves and signs with the Giants. Or, perish the thought, the Mets. So, to me, things are different with this franchise. And I think the Yankees, maybe at the outset of spring training, were sort of behaving in their negotiations as a normal team would with a normal player. But that was before everything changed. That's before he became an icon and passed Roger Maris and did so with such grace and class. And so, for me, I realize, hey, it's not my money. It's a business. I understand all of those things. I would just have a really hard time thinking, Doug, that this offseason pursuit, however many twists and turns we're going to see, does not end with him returning to the Yankees.
I would be surprised as well. It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. John Paul Morosi is joining us. What about how things have landed with the standings? It seems to have changed dramatically some of these playoff outlooks. Give me your sense of the changes and the matchups and how it looks early in the playoffs.
Well, I think, Doug, we should probably start with the Mets because they were the team that for a lot of the season were prohibitive favorites to win the National League East and were seen by many as the NL pennant front runner. But obviously a lot has changed. The Dodgers now have the best record in the National League, and the Mets no longer even have the best record in the National League East. They've been passed by the Braves. The Braves, the reigning World Series champs, are now the champions of the East and get the bye in these new-look playoffs. I am skeptical of the Mets' chances right now, Doug. They've got to find a way to win this first weekend series. And for a team, I'll make this point, I think it needs to be underlined and have an exclamation point after it. The bye meant more to the Mets than anybody else, in my view, because of the age and the miles on their key pitchers, Scherzer and DeGrom, both of whom have had stays on the injured list this year. And in Scherzer's case, last year in the playoffs, had the dead arm issue that came up when he was pitching for the Dodgers. You go down the line, Doug, and there's just they needed the break more than anybody else, and they're not going to get the break. And I think that has a chance to be a fatal flaw in their plans to win the National League because they're going to have to get through at least two more games and maybe three with what is a talented yet not especially durable pitching staff. And so that's my concern. If your metric, if you're Steve Cohen, and you're saying it's the World Series championship or bust, I don't see their path. I don't. I just think they're going to have to go through too many hoops to get there, and the Braves look stronger than ever. The Dodgers, I've got a little concern about them with their pitching. Yeah, bullpen and Dustin May and where he's going to be and how stretched out Tony Gonsolin's going to be. I mean, there are some worries there. The Braves right now are the most complete team in the National League. They're my pick as the most talented team, most likely team to emerge from the NL. And at the risk of sounding unoriginal, it's the Astros in the American League. They're too deep, Doug. I'm an MVP voter this year. I'm looking at how I'm going to fill up my ballot 10 spots, and I haven't made my decisions yet. But all I know is there's a whole bunch of Astros players that I have to think about for those spots. And that includes the pitchers, well, that includes a number of position players. They're just a really deep and talented team, and it really kind of comes to the forefront when you really have to say, okay, who are the 10 best players in the league, and you're considering five or six Astros for those spots. I mean, I might not have all those guys on the list, but I'm just telling you, that's how many guys are in my mind right now as I'm thinking about who deserves 10 spots. And so they're just a really talented team with a great manager, Dusty Baker, and I just think they're the best team top to bottom in the American League right now.
Okay, let's do the thing that you're going to do at the top of your American League ballot. All right? One hand, you have Aaron Judge. All right? Aaron Judge is, I don't know if anybody cares about batting average anymore, but he's at least in the conversation of the batting change. I believe he's fifth in hitting, right? Fifth in old school kind of batting average. Obviously leads the league in home runs and leads the league in RBI. Again, don't know if that matters. In WAR, he's got a 10.7 WAR. He's also played in 157 games, so he's played a ton of games, if that matters to you. On the other side, you have Shohei Ohtani. Ohtani's in the top five in every advanced metric in pitching and in hitting. But he has not had the historic season of Aaron Judge, who's the American League MVP.
Well, Doug, it's a great question. I wish I could tell you I'm sort of leaning towards making a final decision. I can't. We've been friends for a long time. I can't even tell you if I knew because of the rules of the voting. But what I'll say is this, and this is what I'm weighing right now in real time. I'll tell you how I'm looking at it. I'm trying to decide a couple things. Number one, how much do you weigh the fact that Judge has done this for a division winner that, to your point earlier, in the second half, their offense largely deserted them? and he was probably the difference maker in how they got to the winning the division. So that's one thing to consider, whereas we know where the Angels finished. The other piece is, and this is where the wins above replacement conversation is unique, because in some calculations by some services, Judge, when you accumulate his WAR and compare it to Ohtani's WAR, Judge wins still and wins above replacement. And I think some people would say, well, how can that be? You've got one guy who does pitching and hitting and one guy who's just a hitter. And that's true on the surface. But remember, Judge has defensive value too. And what Ohtani is doing in many ways has never been done before. But what Judge is doing has also never been done before from the standpoint of no center fielder has ever hit this many home runs. So you have someone who is playing center field because his team needed him to play center field. And they didn't really have anybody else to play the position from an offensive and defensive position, and he was able to do that. So that's where Ohtani, you're weighing two things. There's like two components to each player. With Ohtani, it is bat and arm, and with Judge, it is bat and glove. There is no defensive value to speak of for Ohtani outside of his ability to fill his position as a pitcher. So I think that's where I think it's important to point out that you're deciding between two historic seasons. What Ohtani is doing has never been done before, and in many ways he's even better now than he was a year ago when he was the unanimous choice. So I will reiterate by saying there are no wrong answers here, and I hope that as we have this discussion and we get closer to when the ballots are revealed next month, that it's clear that a vote of Judge number one is not a vote against Ohtani, unless by some clerical mistake you have Ohtani 10th, which I can assure you I will not do. So it's a, you know, or vice versa. Like, they're the top two choices. It's just a matter of sort of looking at how you're going to order things out. So it's interesting. I'm still going to reflect on it. I have another day to think about it. But I what I can tell you is one and two in some order are two of the greatest players that we've ever seen, Doug. And there are no wrong choices here.
It's Doug Gottlieb show here on Fox Sports Radio. That's the that's the voice of John Paul Morosi. I thought that was as thoughtful an answer as somebody can give, especially in your position. I really appreciate JP. Good thing is people are talking about baseball as we're getting ready for the playoffs. Should be fun. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Doug. All the best, my friend. Enjoy the playoffs as well, and look forward to talking again soon.
All right, what do you think, Byer? I respect your opinion on the whole. Let's start with the home run thing. In your mind, who's the home run king?
This is interesting because I'm not as passionate as you are about the topic, so I don't want to undersell it. I told the guys that I had to run errands after Judge hit the 62nd home run last night, and I was glad I was off of social media because I was not into it. All I can tell you is this. My natural reaction when I think of a number, and I think that's how I judge baseball so much, is by the number. We love numbers with baseball. I sometimes forget if it's 72 or if it's 73. I sometimes forget if it's 762 or 763. So that tells me that deep in my heart that I don't believe that Barry Bonds is the home run king, whether it be single season or whether it be career. I don't think I'm going to forget 62. So I think that is going to be my answer, that Aaron Judge is the home run king.
MVP.
Judge. Just with the Yankees' success. The part that I think is so important in all of this, you know, and Morosi was talking about, you know, the Astros and kind of the juggernaut that they are. You know, they could be the Yankees' foe. And you know, and the Yankees think they've got something going. They run into the Astros, and then the Astros ruin the day. And I think that this whole home run chase has taken pressure off of the Yankees. And I think that that's a big deal. And actually being in the chase is a big deal. So Aaron Judge would be my most valuable player in the American League.
Here's just a question. Okay, do you think it's harder to be great at work if you're in the midst of something competitive and something great, or when it's not really that important? What we do is I understand your, and it does go against so many of the things I speak in sports. So I do understand that kind of hypocritical nature to it. But Like, you got to ask yourself, if you're Shohei Ohtani, the motivation of trying to be the best when your manager gets fired like 2 months in the season, your season is, your playoff aspirations are essentially shot 3 months into the season. Like, you're just a complete mess. Team's up for sale. And yet you go about putting together a season for the ages, right? Better than last year. I do think we should ask ourselves, like, what do we actually think is harder? And I think it's a better discussion than we believe. Jason Stewart, who's the rightful home run king?
Aaron Judge.
Okay. Is it only because you work on this show, or have you always felt that way?
Aaron Judge from the get-go, for me. If he was going to do it this year, he's the rightful owner. And anyone who thinks that Barry Bonds is the champ, quote unquote, because that's what it says in the record book, that just speaks to the cowardice of Major League Baseball and the powers that be, that they have not eradicated all of the records set during the steroid era. And if you believe Bonds is a hero, then you're kind of a chump. You know, you're less in my eyes, or you're not as smart as I thought you were.
That's a great point. I actually agree with you there. Like, I struggle to, when you know all the facts, I struggle to I struggle to take other sports takes from you seriously. I just do. I just do. You know, it's the, I'll be completely honest with you, right? Here's a parallel to you. Okay. I actually understand a lot of people who voted for Donald Trump. I do. I think there's a lot of people that thought, hey, this guy's going to throw a whole wrench in the machine. He's going to change some things. You know, he cut taxes for businesses, and there was a lot of money on the sidelines, and he got some money in play. Like, there's a lot of stuff to it that I'm not going to sit here and tell you everything was bad. The January 6th thing, I'm done with you if you're supporting the January 6th thing. Don't ever have a conversation with me about politics ever again. Matter of fact, I struggle to respect you as a human being. That's the truth. Okay. And if you're honest with yourself, you're like, yeah, that was a really, really ugly, bad deal. Right? You can still want something different from our government. You're allowed to. Okay? You're allowed to want your government to look different, your taxes to look different, the economy to look different. You're allowed to. The January 6th thing, I'm done with you. The same thing with the Bonds thing. You know? And by the way, here's one. Did you guys know that if Barry Bonds, and I know he doesn't want to because he's not going to, but if Barry Bonds or Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire's already admitted to using steroids, you know they could clear their name. Do you know how? Anybody want to get venture guess? Ramos?
Admitting that they used steroids.
No, they can prove to us they didn't use steroids. Do you know how?
They had blood tests, physicals, correct, and whatnot. Yeah.
Correct. Correct. The biggest lie you're ever told is like, hey, never tested positive for it, right? For every season in professional sports, and frankly in collegiate sports, and I believe in youth sports, my kids often do it, you have a physical. And you have that physical as a professional athlete because they have to insure your contract, right? If you get hurt, you get a season-ending, career-ending injury, the team doesn't actually pay that contract. The insurance does. In order to get that insurance, you have to take a physical. All these guys have had physicals, life insurance physicals and team physicals as well. And they come at the start of the year. If they weren't on steroids, that would pop up clean. And there's no way it does, because they have that proof in their back pocket. And you could sit here and go like, well, they don't have to share with you any of their medical details. No, they don't. If they wanted to clear their name, they could. And they won't, and that's why.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit, April 25th to 27th, with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Brought to you by Visa. Visa. Everywhere you want to be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.